it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen, and we'll continue to keep you updated on what's going on in University of Pittsburgh, Paul. Obviously, a lot of people are very interested, and we'll continue to bring you the latest.
Yeah, these are the early minutes of our knowing about this from the posting on social media, so it's still a developing situation we don't know much about, but we're looking for details. As soon as we can find them, we'll pass them along.
We have heard a lot about downtown Pittsburgh, a lot on this very radio station, and we've also heard a lot about trying to change the narrative when it comes to the office space that was available and turning that into residential. And you might not know this, but it's Pittsburgh Architecture Week through the 10th tomorrow. And there was a recent design panel discussion about how to turn the downtown onto a growth trajectory. And joining us, he is the Vice President of District Development for the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, Aaron Sukinek. Did I say that right?
You did. Thank you.
All right, Aaron. So you have heard what I have heard. What everybody's hearing is trying to reimagine downtown Pittsburgh. So what's the game plan?
Yeah, well, so in January of 2025 here, the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, we released this strategy in action, and that looked at our work through three tiers. This core work, which is, you know, our on-street services, the folks in yellow and the ambassadors in blue who clean the streets and greet people all day long. The activation work, which is, you know, our events, our daily activations in Mellon Square, Market Square, Picklesburg, Light Up Night, Oktoberfest going on right now through the weekend and the thaw. And then this transformation tier, which is really more our economic development. So digging in on that, you know, we of course started with the data. And we wanted to define kind of a North Star metric to drive that work. And what we landed on was the ability to double our residential population downtown in the next decade to create, you know, downtown as this more mixed use neighborhood. Right now, the current breakdown of downtown's real estate is 66%, almost 25 million square feet office, 19%, about 7 million square feet residential, and 15% that's more sort of retail, hotels, performing arts, things like that. So looking at the trends of what's happening with offices reducing their square footage because of hybrid work and, you know, adjusting to current needs with employees, you know, we're on a path to see a 30 to 40%, let's call it 35% decrease in square footage upon lease renewals. So if we take that number, we can roughly estimate that we're going to have that much surplus office in the next decade. And that'll mostly be those older buildings, class B and C, which are also generally better to convert to other uses, including residential.
And that said, what do you say in terms of addressing concerns people have about safety downtown? Because in order to attract people to live there, they have to feel safe.
Yeah, and that falls under that core work, right? And that is a multi-layered strategy that, you know, we are happy to, in many cases, you know, do the work directly. We have an outreach team with folks on the street, but a lot of that work, you know, really depends on those strong partnerships with public safety, with police, and even, you know, police then need to rely on the justice system too to prosecute, you know, where needed, and human services to help place folks in care that they need as well.
Aaron, I'm curious to know, if I were to walk downtown, you know, with you today and we went on a brief tour, what could you point out that I could see that something that's underway, this part of this $600 million makeover?
Yeah, so that the $600 million, you know, downtown revitalization program that was announced by the governor, those investments fell into two categories. One was residential development, office to residential conversion projects. The other was these public space projects. So right now, if you go to Penn Ave at 8th, you'll see the Arts Landing project being led by the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is under construction on time to be open for the NFL draft in April of 2026. And then wander over to Market Square and you'll see our Market Square modernization project, which is being led by the PDP, which is going to transform the square into a curbless, more programmable area with vehicular restrictions so that we have space that can be widened and contracted for use with a bollard system to enable enhanced outdoor dining capacity. And that'll also be open for the draft in April 2026. Higher level, you know, we have that the office to residential conversion projects happening right now. First and Market is under construction. And even the Gulf Tower is starting its interior demolition now. And then there's five other projects behind that that are in various stages from planning to early construction.
Well, appreciate you giving us kind of a peek into the future. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, of course, Larry. Thank you.
You got it. Aaron Sukenick, who is the Vice President of District Development for the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.